Well, over the past week, net bond outflows amounted to 3.7 billion rand, further stretching net outflows for the year to close to 50 billion. Joining me now to discuss some of the factors influencing sentiment in the space right now is RMB's Michelle Wahlberg. Michelle, thanks so much for your time this evening. So let's start off with today and the kind of activity you saw play out at the bond auction.
Hi, Lisa. Thank you so much for having me on the show. So we had a less busy auction than we had last week, coming up to, I think we've seen so much volatility in the bond market, and we've got quite a bit of event risk this week with the Fed meeting tomorrow, that the bidding interest in today's auction was relatively muted. If you compare the bidding interest this week versus last week, this week we only had about 11 billion of bidding interest, versus last week of 13 billion. So in bidding participation in the auction dropped. And the bidding split was also quite interesting. We had a lot of fast money accounts and some offshore real money come in, but the local clients were relatively quiet, which is quite interesting considering the fact that we have quite a big auction or coupon payment out on the 31st of July. So we actually expected to see quite a bit of local bidding interest in the auction, but that didn't happen. And the auction cleared okay. I mean, it wasn't a shocking auction. We didn't see bonds yields spike as higher. It cleared more or less in line with where the market was trading at the moment. But we, as I say, the amount of demand that we've seen for bonds has definitely dropped off a lot.
Absolutely. Like you say, at this point, things tentative because we're anticipating the Fed's announcement tomorrow. What kind of impact do you see tomorrow's Fed meeting potentially having on SA government bonds?
So I do think that I think people will be looking out to see whether the Fed is hawkish or dovish. If the Fed is dovish, that should be relatively constructive for risk assets globally, because I think people are still saying that there will be a lot of Fed funding going through the market and there's a lot of extra cash looking for a home. But if the Fed does turn, have a slightly hawkish slant to their narrative, we definitely will see a bit of risk off, and we could see our bond curve steepening again. We've had quite a bit of steepening since the MPC meeting last week, and I think we're very steep in comparison to our other emerging peers. And Monday and a little bit of today, we actually saw that reverse a little bit. So the market's kind of thinking, it's priced in a little bit too much. Mm-hmm. But I do think if the Fed is slightly hawkish, we'll probably see the curve steepen. Yeah.
You talk about the kind of impact the Fed and the SARB's decisions are having on the yield curve. What impact has the special COVID grant and wage agreement had on the back end of the yield curve?
So that's actually quite an interesting discussion point, because I think we saw the curve steepen a lot, because I think a lot of the investors were actually expecting a bit of an uptick, probably a worse fiscal position for this. I think people were thinking maybe a possible higher grant and maybe the wage agreement wouldn't be signed and people would want more of an inflation-based uptick. And whilst they agreed to the 1.5% increase in wages and the monthly payout, bonds actually did quite well. We saw the yield curve flatten about 20 bps yesterday. Back end bonds also moved about 20 bps lower. So I think a lot of negativity has been priced in. And after the agreement of the wage bill, and we've run numbers on that, guys saying that South Africa still seems to be in a good fiscal position, and we saw that yield curve flatten quite a bit.
Well, let's leave it there, Michelle. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Michelle Wahlberg from RMB.